Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WISP Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Smoke here for WISP Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Ron Wanick, founder of Ashley Furniture Industries. Ron, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Great. It's great being here, Alex.
So we're having you on the show today because Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce recently reestablished or relaunched the Wisconsin Manufacturing Hall of Fame. And you, of course, are the first inductee to this program in decades since the 1970s. So just to start us off, can you talk about how you feel about this big honor?
Well, I feel really great about it, Alex. I'm really glad that Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce brought this award back, because they had discontinued it since 1970, I believe. And anyway, Wisconsin for many years was number one in jobs per capita in the United States. Today it's number two, Indiana being number one. But anyway, Wisconsin has always been great in manufacturing. And from my standpoint, I'm really proud to be a manufacturer from being a small boy. I always wanted to be a maker, so to speak, and manufacture, love manufacturing, and I especially love furniture manufacturing, because it's gratifying building beautiful furniture and enriching people's homes.
Absolutely. And since you've been interested in manufacturing, sounds like all your life, what got you into furniture in the first place? What got you into the business as an adult?
Well, oddly enough, my great uncles manufactured furniture as a hobby. It wasn't what they did for their life's work, but they did it as a hobby. And I always thought it was really, really interesting and loved it. And I watched them do that growing up. And I wanted to manufacture furniture. I always wanted to do it. But my career started out manufacturing cabinetry for electronics when that business was still in the United States. And the TVs were big console TVs and stereos and that sort of thing. And I went to work for a company called Winona Industries in Winona, Minnesota. And I was fortunate. It was a startup company. I had three great mentors there. One was an engineer. One of them was just a great futurist and designer. The other one was a great business person. And again, this business was started from scratch. So there was a lot of opportunities in starting a business from scratch. And it was a great experience with those three people, because I started there when I was 20 years old, and they really taught me the business. And so I was fortunate. Having great mentors is one of the greatest blessings one can have in his life.
Yeah, absolutely, Ron. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners have heard of Ashley Furniture before, but for those who haven't, can you just give a little background on the company itself, where it's at now and what the business is all about?
Well, Ashley started out actually in 1945, and it was a sales organization. And we came in contact with Ashley in 1970, and that's when we started Arcadia Furniture. And Arcadia Furniture manufactured furniture for Ashley Furniture up till 1976. And in 1976, we purchased Ashley Furniture Corporation and merged it together with what was then Arcadia Furniture Corporation, which was a manufacturing company, and formed what is today Ashley Furniture Industries. So that's a little bit of the history. And obviously, we started out in 1970 with 35 employees and 35,000 square feet. And today, Ashley is global. Our headquarters, of course, are in Arcadia, Wisconsin, from a manufacturing standpoint, and grew in Arcadia, Wisconsin. And from there, we spread out to many, many locations around the United States and the world. And today we got well over 30,000 employees. We do business in 155 different countries, and we have stores in 60 different countries. But we also service over 22,000 storefronts in addition to our Ashley stores that we have around the United States and globally.
Great. And I understand you employ thousands of people right here in Wisconsin as well. So definitely a really massive global Wisconsin success story for Wisconsin manufacturing.
Yes. I will take great pride in Wisconsin. It's been a great state to do business.
Yeah. And Ron, I want to ask you, you know, kind of looking back on your career, you kind of touched on this already, how you've seen changes in where electronics and things like that are manufactured as far as global distribution. How have you seen manufacturing change, and what kind of lessons have you learned over the course of your career, either about manufacturing or business in general?
When we started out, we manufactured occasional tables, which are coffee tables, end tables. That was the first product that we made in 1970 from the very beginning. And anyway, from there, we went into everything for the home, bedroom furniture, upholstery, motion furniture, every single thing that's sold in a store, we manufacture or have it built to our specifications. In the case of like accessories, we do not manufacture our own accessories, the little centerpieces and that sort of thing that you put on coffee tables and pictures and that sort of thing. Other than that, we do everything for the home, but we have had over 19 rebirths where we've had to change our company over 19 different times. And of course, the latest one today now is AI, artificial intelligence, and what that's doing. But automation is very, very important today. You know, there's a lot of manual work in manufacturing furniture and a lot of heavy lifting and that sort of thing. And automation has really allowed us to improve that situation and make the jobs much easier. You know, when I started in 1970, the demographics were a lot different, like around Arcadia, Wisconsin. We had all these 160-acre farms with 3, 5, 16 kids. Today, we got huge farms with like 2 kids. So we also have a lot less, people in our demographics for employment. It isn't only true in Arcadia. It's true in other locations. So automation has been important. And, you know, I have not ever had one complaint on automation because it obviously eliminates repetition and it makes the jobs a lot easier, but it does require a different skill set. You know, the engineers, the technology, the scheduling, everything that goes with it. The business is much more complicated, and that's good.
Absolutely. Interesting to hear your thoughts on the latest technology, how that's influencing your industry, Ron.
One of the biggest challenges is education, and obviously Ashley does a lot of work in the area of STEM education. You know, in the last, since 2017, we have had over 15,000 kids in STEM programs, science, technology, engineering, and math programs, not only in Wisconsin, but in other manufacturing locations. And Ashley has contributed, and the Wanick family have contributed over $45 million for this education in STEM and other educational equipment, this sort of thing. We got several big projects going. We have one going at Whitehall High School right now. We have one going at Luther High School in Onalaska, and many, many other areas where we've helped them upgrade their STEM programs by buying them equipment and helping them finance the program. So we need more sophistication in manufacturing and a better understanding of technologies if we're going to compete from the United States. And we've had great programs and great success in these areas.
That's amazing, Ron. Glad to hear about your impacts on education and your thoughts about how that ties into the workforce, economic development. Really interesting stuff. Ron, before we wrap up here, I want to ask you, you know, obviously, you spoke to the folks at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce when you were presented with this inductee award. What was the message you brought to them? And do you have any final thoughts, I guess, as a message to leave with us today, our listeners?
Well, first of all, you know, I've always loved my work. You know, again, I think the furniture business is really a great business. I'm 83 years old and I love working. I still work with my son, who's the CEO of the company. He's been CEO since 2001. And anyway, he does a great job, leads the company. I work with him and the family. We have a third generation in the family that also loves the business. So you have to really love the business. But you know, it was great. You know, me and my wife were greatly honored by the award. You know, from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. And you know, it's also important. I've got a great partner in my wife, who's always told everybody that I have a lot of fun in the business. And of course, that's the way our children were growing up. She always convinced them that I was having the greatest time of my life. So obviously, if you think it's business is a lot of fun and a great opportunity, you want to be in the business. So we were blessed to have not only Todd in the business, but also our three grandchildren now are in the business, and we're looking forward to a great future of being a family business and growing and continuing to grow the business.
That's terrific, Ron. Well, congratulations again, and thank you for sharing your story with us here on the WISP Business Podcast.
Well, we're really grateful with organizations like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce that really promote industry because, you know, being a maker and having a positive balance of trade, you know, bringing more money to whether it be a city, a county, a state from elsewhere and bring them to an area enriches it. And Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce have done a great job and with the programs that they have in promoting industry in Wisconsin, and we really appreciate them and everyone else who promotes manufacturing. It's a great, great area. Thank you.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. Did you know that almost 80% of UW-Madison's in-state students return to live and work in Wisconsin in the years after graduation? And almost half of all UW-Madison alumni are current Wisconsin residents. That's just one way we're driving our economy forward. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.